Psalm 119, if you would, Psalm 119. Look at what is said here in God's Word. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. I'll read it again. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Then he says this, this is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. This is my comfort. The word that God has spoken to his servant. He's asking God, Lord, remember what you've told me. Remember what you have said to me. Remember what you promised me. Upon which thou hast caused me to hope. If there was any hope in me, God and his word is what caused me to have that hope. God's word causes us to have hope. If God's word is what causes us to have hope, then we are to find ourselves in it quite a bit more. We need hope in this day. People are in need of hope. People are in need of hope. God's people need hope. One of the easiest things to lose. You talk about people, you hear people saying that they're losing heart. Really, they're losing hope. They're losing hope more than they are losing heart. We lose hope, then where are we? Destitute, afraid. But he said, it caused me to hope. This is my comfort. It caused me to hope. This is my comfort. In Proverbs 13 and verse number 12, listen to what he said in God's word. Proverbs 13 and verse number 12. Wrote some of these down. He said, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. In other words, what is hope deferred? Hope that's put off. Discouragement. Discouragement. Discouragement is what you and I get when we're not hoping. Hope is, I want to say, the antidote to discouragement. Hope is the antidote for discouragement. And if hope is deferred, well, I'm not going to hope until I see it. I'm not going to hope until it's done. I've known people like that. Well, I'm just not going to put my hope in some, I mean, until it's in my hands. Well, that's not hope. That's not hope. What did the Bible say that hope is? I mean, I know where our hope is, in whom our hope is. Jeremiah 17, he said this about hope. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Whose hope the Lord is. Let me just put it in mountain language. The Lord is his hope. Blessed is a man that hopeth in the Lord, trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. When we put our hope in a person and not in things, then we have an enduring hope. An enduring hope. We have a hope that is steadfast. Amen. A hope that is sure. You see, you can't put hope in things because things fail. Things quit, things lay down, things rot and rust. But the Lord, He is always sure. Always sure. In everything that our Lord has done, we can put our hope in Him. We can put our hope in the Lord for salvation. We can put our hope in the Lord that He's coming again. We can put our hope in the Lord that He's not going to leave us behind. We can put our hope in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Trusting and hoping go hand in hand. Trusting in the Lord and hoping in the Lord. They're not the same, but they're very close. They work together. Trust and hope. You can't trust without hope. And you can't hope without trust. How could you hope in someone that you couldn't trust? How could we? How could I hope in anyone that I couldn't trust? Have you ever put your hope in somebody that you absolutely had no trust in? Well, I know you didn't. If you did, you got disappointed, didn't you? Or there was constant doubt there. It's not trust, it's doubt. It's not real trust. Abraham, if you read about Abraham in Romans chapter number 4, Abraham, God tells us about his hope. In Romans chapter number 4, he's talking about Abraham, and this is what he said. He's talking about his faith. And he said in verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world. Listen to this. God promised him he would be the heir of the world. He said, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. See, God didn't promise Abraham, you're going to be heir of the world if you can keep the law. God didn't do that. It was the promise of faith. Abraham, if you'll follow me, you'll believe in me, if you'll trust in me, you're going to be the heir of the world. Your seed, amen, going to be the heir of the world. It's through the righteousness of faith. The Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. What is Abraham doing? He's hoping in God enough to where he left everything he knew and went out. Went out, not knowing where he was going, but knowing in whom he had believed. Amen? Knowing in whom he had believed. Now look at this. He said, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. The promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. Where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Listen. as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before whom? Before him whom he believed. Even God. He believed God. He trusted in God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now there's your positional truth promise. God calleth those things which be not as though they were. Abraham, you're the father of many nations. He didn't even have a child yet. God called it as if it already was. You know what God says to us? You're accepted in the Beloved. You are perfected in Him. We are seated together in heavenly places in Christ. God calls it as if we are already there. Already in a glorified body. Already reigning with Christ. That's our position. Look at here. Who against hope believed in hope. Who against hope believed in hope. That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Remember the word to thy servant. Thou hast caused me to hope. Abraham was caused to hope because of what God promised him. What God had spoken unto him. And he said, who against hope believed in hope. Abraham didn't have a son. But against all hope that it wouldn't happen. There's no way. You're too old. She's too old. He believed in hope. God can give me a son. God can make me the father of many nations. Even in my elder age. That's hope. Amen? Hope is when you believe God and trust God above everything that's happening around you. Above everything that is. Are you listening? Everything that is. Our salvation is that way. I tell you what it was. We were lost. We were going to hell. We didn't know God. That's what it was. And at our time before we got saved, we could say, this is what it is. I have no Savior. I have no way to heaven. No way to access. I cannot even come before God. I have no way. But against hope, when a person is saved, they believe in hope. God's word. We believe in hope. And us that are saved, listen, we walk by faith. We walk by hope. We walk by hope. The just shall live by faith, and we also live by hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, the Bible said. You can have hope when all the world's mocking. When all the world is saying it's not so. Your hope will make you not ashamed. Your hope makes you not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I've got hope. I've got a promise. I'm not ashamed because I've been told. God has spoken to me. God has promised me. God has given it unto me. I have hope today. Amen. We have hope in Christ. Glory to His name. Amen. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. That's the very next chapter, Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God, verse 2, chapter 5. Amen. Hope maketh not ashamed. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. He's talking about the in verse 19, the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The promise that God is going to change everything. And the sons of God are going to be glorified. And the creature is even waiting. And the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. In the beginning, when man sinned, he plunged what? All humankind that would be, and all the creatures that were, whether they wanted to or not, they were plunged into vanity. See, they were at a point, I don't believe one animal would kill another one in that day of Adam. The lion, he eat straw like an ox. He'll do it again one day. But they were plunged into vanity. Now what does a lion do? He hunts and kills and eats and shreds violently. The wolf, same thing. Many others. Lions, cougars. Many others. Plunged into vanity. Not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Even the creature has hope. Even the creature has hope. Bible says in verse 24 of chapter 8, for we are saved by grace. No, not in this verse. In this verse it says we are saved by hope. We are saved by grace, but we are saved by hope. Hope in God's grace. We are saved by grace. Do you hope in that? I'm hoping in it. And I'm not going to say, well, I sure hope it's not by the law. I hope we've not missed that. But that's not any kind of hope. Hope is believing. Hope is believing. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. That sounds a whole lot like faith, don't it? Faith that is seen is not faith. Hope that is seen is not hope. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I have a hope. You have a hope that Jesus is going to come. We don't see it now, but we hope in it. We hope in it. We're going to be raptured up, caught away. We've not experienced it yet, but we're hoping in it. To be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We're hoping in that. A strong hope, not a guessing hope. Not a hope we're right. That's not hope. Say, I know we're right. We're looking. That's hope. That's hope. Why? Do I know that I'm right? And not just guessing and maybe hoping so. Why? Because of the verse in the beginning. The word that God has spoken unto us caused me to hope. God's word causes you to hope. You want to find strength in your life every day for whatever it is that you need. You need hope for your family? You can find it right there in that book. God will tell you something and you can hope in that. Amen? Yes, you can. You can hope in anything that God You can find in God's Word the promises of God. We can hope in them. We don't see it, but we hope in it. Romans 15. Verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of Scripture, might have hope. There's where we have hope, through patience and comfort of Scripture. Have patience in God's Word. Listen, we've been going 2,000 years waiting for Jesus to come. Just keep having patience in God's Word. It's going to happen. He's never failed. He's never failed. Patience and comfort of the Scripture. Jesus wrote things to us and said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The words of God, the promises that God has given unto us, we find comfort in. Men and women for a long time have been buying these little promise, God's promises books. You know what I'm talking about? And it's got, I don't know how many topics. And it's got verses of Scripture. Where to go when you're discouraged? What do you do about forgiveness? What do you do about salvation? What do you do about doubt? What to know about love? All these different things that men and women think about. And where are you going to get hope? Where are you going to find an answer? In God's Word. Comfort of the Scriptures. You might have hope. We have hope because of God's Word. Bless His name. Patience and comfort of God's Word. God who is the God of patience and consolation or comfort. He's the God of patience and comfort. We can have hope in God. Hope thou in God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Boy, this is what a great chapter. Look what he said. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass. Darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. And now abideth, it endures, faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Three things that are ever abiding. Faith, hope, and charity. I want to tell you something. You study this. You just take, get your Bible out and study this. And see if them three things right there ain't locked. Together, almost inseparably. Faith, hope, and charity. These things abide. Faith and hope, again, is almost identical. They're different. It's like Brother Milton Taylor's illustration about works and faith. You know, they're two friends that walk together. Well, I'd say that faith and hope are like two rails that take us to the same place. Hope abides. Hope is enduring. Amen. Hope is enduring. Hope is known. Hope is revealed. Hope's not hidden. It's revealed. God tells us His Word and reveals it to us. Chapter 15, verse 19. I'm almost done. Hang in there. Trying to give you some hope, get you to thinking about the hope that you can have. You don't have to walk through this world with no hope. Feeling down and low and wondering if God's ever going to do anything for you. Oh, yes, He always will do for you. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ or perish. In other words, he's talking about if the dead rise not. If the dead rise not, then those that have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Hope endures. It's not just in this life. Hope takes us into the next life. Hope takes us into the next life. We will always hope. Always hope. Hoping and believing. I know because God said, we've been here 1,000 years and we've got many more to come. That'll be conversation in heaven. I believe when we're all here 1 billion years from now, it's just going to be like a day. No time has been exhausted. We have hope. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God saved us by a lively hope. The very hope of Jesus Christ's resurrection. You know, a person has to believe Christ rose again. Be saved. There's people out here say, well, you know, I believe Jesus was, you know, I'm on my way to heaven. I believe in Jesus, but I believe He was, you know, a good teacher, prophet. I don't know about that rising from the dead. That person's not saved. That person's not saved. I can say that on the authority of God's Word. God has begotten you and I by this lively hope, this great hope that Christ is risen, that Christ is alive. Verse 13, Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did you know at the revelation of Jesus Christ, God is going to bring grace to us? Still bringing grace to us. Hope to the end. Rapture's taking place. We can quit hoping now. Oh no. Hope to the end. Tribulation's over. 1,000-year reign started. We can quit hoping. Oh no. Hope to the end. The revelation of Christ comes. Are you listening? My goodness. Great white throne judgment comes. Right on and on and on when God is all in all again. Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, gives it all back to the Father, that He may be all in all, one God, hope to the end, hope to the end. Verse 21. Well, he's talking in verse 19 about us being redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. God did that, that your faith and your hope might be in God. To believe in God. One more. Chapter 3, 1 Peter. Verse 14. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Why do you have hope in Jesus? Tell them. God said, tell them why you have hope. When they ask you, for what reason are you the way you are? Why do you believe the way you do? Why are you acting the way you act? Why do you waste your time going to church? That's how the world talks. Are you one of these do-gooders? Are you one of these that thinks they're better than everybody else? Tell them why you hope. No, I ain't no better. I'm far from I'm no better. But I am saved only by His grace. And I'm hoping in Him that life is going to be beyond all this mess that people want to swim in. I don't want to swim in this forever, do you? Absolutely not. We have hope for a better day. Amen. Hope in Christ. Bless His name. Have hope today. Have hope in your Lord. Have hope in His Word. The Word that He gives you and causes you to hope. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. All right, I want you to stand. I'm done.